What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, you knew I was going to give my opinion on this whole Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial. Now, if I had the ability to sit down with Amber Heard, the first thing that I would say would be this. Amber Heard, you raggedy bitch. All of this that you're going through is all your fault. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your pockets are about to straight the fuck up suffer. Speaking of that, let's get into this article that was published on the 2nd of June. Amber Heard is quote unquote broke due to mounting legal fees, lavish spending, sources say. Amber Heard can't pay the $10.4 million she owes Johnny Depp, her lawyer revealed Thursday. As sources told The Post, the actress is quote unquote broke due to hefty legal fees associated with the bombshell defamation trial. Oh no, absolutely not. Heard's attorney, Elaine Bredhoff, told NBC's Today when asked if the actress had the means to cover the hefty judgment handed down by the jury on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you look up her net worth, it is negative millions. Oh, this is lovely. This is lovely. It is so thirst quenching. The high profile court battle with her ex-husband has left the 36-year-old actress hurting for cash, according to sources, including one who also placed the blame on Heard's past lavish spending on travel, clothes, gifts, and wine. Not to mention that money that she owes to a certain foundation, which she said she was going to donate, which she in fact did not donate. Oh yeah. Multiple sources said the Aquaman star had to switch legal representation and is relying on her homeowner's insurance policy to cover the cost of her current attorneys in the case. The bill for Heard's attorney has mostly been footed by the travelers companies under terms of the actress's insurance policy, sources said. Now, that's about all that I actually want to read from the article. However, we all know what's about to happen. Oh, it's about to be on and popping. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, of course, she's going to have to end up going to OnlyFans. And gentlemen, be on the lookout for her new OnlyFans skit. It's going to start off like this. After the court case is over, she's going to walk outside the courtroom. And when she gets outside, she's going to be surrounded by the nasty boys, led by Uncle Earl. And we all know who Uncle Earl is, right? From CGA. I got money. So, yeah. Uncle Earl and the nasty boys are going to be waiting for her. And what's going to happen? She's not going to be able to refuse any of the money. So guess what? They're going to do all sorts of just disgusting, depraved, just reprehensible sexual things to her. I mean, the bukkake choke slam is going to be in full play, whips and chains, the whole nine yards. But then, after everything is said and done, there's going to be one guy, the final guy. He's going to sneak in. He's going to get behind her, and all of a sudden, he's going to jerk off, and he's going to shoot one in her ear. And he's going to look at the camera and say, "Damn, Amber Heard me coming," and run off. Oh, I ain't shit. But anyway, that's going to be her new skin flick. Make sure you check it out on OnlyFans whenever she gets it popping. But I want to pull back and ask the question that a lot of people have not asked. What would have happened if Johnny Depp lost? Yeah. Because right now, even though Johnny Depp won, you've got a lot of feminists. Boy, I tell you, the ring heard around the world. You got feminists writing articles talking about that trial was an quote unquote orgy of misogyny. The statement that Amber Heard herself put out. Really? Really? However, if Johnny Depp would have lost, what would have happened? In my humble opinion, that would have forced even more men to say, you know what? I'm done. I am D-U-N done. And Joker recently covered an article from the, I think it was the New York Post or New York Times, whoever. But they asked, where did all the men of courage go? Oh, I'm gonna have a blast talking about that article. But yeah, if Johnny Depp would have actually lost, yeah, more men would have just put on their shoes and they would have voted with their feet. As if men aren't already voting with their feet as of now. Yeah, but that right there, However, believe all women, me too, oh yeah. Gentlemen, start fighting back. Sometimes you got to know when to pick your battles. Not every battle is worth fighting. However, there are some battles that you have to fight. And if you fought the good fight, and you're exhausted, then there's no shame in walking away, in washing your hands of the situation and saying, you know what? I fought as long and as hard as I could. I'm done. Especially when it comes to child support. I know I'm a little bit off in the weeds, but still, it's still going back to the main topic, which is, gentlemen, you know you're going to have to fight. When it's time, fight with everything you have, if it's a worthy fight. But in the case of Johnny Depp, how he was abused. Yeah, you even had one woman who actually had her mind change. Even though she admitted that she was a victim of some things, she said, yeah, you can't believe all women without looking at the facts. Period. For so long, we've had a society that on the mere words of a woman alone, men have been destroyed. And unfortunately, some men have had their life ended, i.e. Michael Fife. On the words of that girl alone, he lost his life. But yeah, gentlemen, start fighting. We men have to start banding together across racial lines. See, that right there is the easiest way to keep us men divided. Well, white guys go through this, but black guys go through this, and, you know, Asian guys go through this, Hispanic guys go through this. However, there needs to be a baseline meaning. Why? Because we're all getting screwed over by this gynocentric system equally. So, yeah. Take care of the main problem first, then go into the problems that specifically affect you. Just saying. But yeah, all in all, Johnny Depp winning this case is wonderful. Hopefully, it will inspire more men to start fighting back instead of just settling. Oh, well, you know, you should just settle and give her all this stuff and, you know, maybe that'll smooth things over. Hell no. Nope. No more settling out of court. No more, I'm going to pay this woman off to leave. No. Take it to trial. If you've been physically abused, first thing you do, leave that woman. And then you file that paperwork. And if anyone tries to shame you out of doing so, guess what? Prepare a lawsuit for them. Yep. That's how it needs to go. Gentlemen, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, it looks like one major legal power that you love to hide behind has gone out in the form of Believe All Women and Me Too. And guess what? The ability to get away with falsely accusing men and men just bowing out will go out right along with it. Because now more and more men are going to have the wherewithal to actually fight you in court. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.